Michelle Franzen. In Michigan, polls will close in a few hours with voters casting ballots in both the GOP and Democratic presidential races. Former President Trump is leading against rival Nikki Haley. ABC's Zoreen Shaw says some voters in the Detroit area, some who are Muslim and Arab, say they plan to vote uncommitted to send a message to President Biden over the Israel-Hamas war and impact on Gaza.
So why are they upset? Well, they want a ceasefire. That's why they want the president to call for the people who are voting uncommitted. And they also want to see fewer deaths and injuries.
A White House meeting earlier today wrapped up between President Biden and congressional leaders, trying to iron out details on a spending bill with just days to go before Friday government shutdown deadline. House Speaker Mike Johnson called those talks productive. Americans are not as confident about the economy this month compared to January. The Consumer Confidence Index dipped due to concerns over inflation and the presidential races. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're near the end of Black History Month, first proclaimed by President Reagan in 1986. He said Black history had a rightful place in American schools. Senator LaTanya Johnson says she's dismayed by the change in tone from Wisconsin Republicans.
It's so far away from that. We see so many attacks on minorities in that building.
Johnson speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The DNR and National Weather Service say that nearly the entire state has high fire danger today as it will be warm, dry, and windy until this evening. People should avoid outdoor burning and report any fires to local officials. Any wildfires today will spread quickly. 9 wildfires were reported yesterday by the DNR, while in Iowa County, officials responded to 4 wildfires outside of the DNR's management zone. As of this date last year, the state had 7 wildfires. Record-setting warmth is on tap for today, followed by a huge drop in temperatures as a cold front moves through this evening. Highs today will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s, but tonight will plummet into the teens and low 20s, with below-zero wind chills in most areas. After a cold day Wednesday, warm weather returns by the weekend, with more potential record-setting temperatures in the forecast as highs could once again get into the 70s. A bit of rain, snow, and mixed precipitation could fall tonight across southern Wisconsin, with low chances in our area for severe weather. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast. Very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully, we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left. We had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes to go in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and windy this evening with blowing snow. Wind gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy overnight. Low 10 above, wind chill to 10 below. Sun's back but colder and breezy tomorrow. High mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday. High up to 50. Right now it's 53.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I'm joined by comedy writer Andrew Genzer and Journal Sentinel Entertainment writer Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
Talk about lacrosse in Wisconsin without the yelling and screaming. These are real conversations about things that affect you. This is Eagle 1490. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Never Surrender Tuesday. Happier. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Yeah, Kurt, good to be with you, man.
Now, I got a couple of directions I want to go. I absolutely want to crap upon the GOP of the great state of Michigan. I want to get there this hour.
It's such low-hanging fruit.
It absolutely is. A headline here, why primary day is so incredibly messy for Michigan Republicans. We'll look forward to that one, Dom, but I know you're sort of a twisted fella. Like to fantasize about stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Dom, stop fantasizing and deal with reality. It's going to be Biden against Trump. There is no alternative.
Ah, come on, man. We'll see.
It can be diverting, even fun, to fantasize about who might become the next president of the United States. Wouldn't it be cool if, say, the dynamic 52-year-old Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, were to be elected? You're a big fan of Big Gretch.
I am.
With perhaps a forward-thinking congressman such as Jamie Raskin of Maryland or Hakeem Jeffries of New York.
Like them all.
As her vice president.
Ooh.
Wouldn't it be quite an improvement over our previous disastrous president if, for example, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney or someone who hews to facts and conscience were the Republican nominee? It's easy to understand this kind of speculation. Pundits must fill airtime and column inches, and regular people need something to talk about in the wake of football season. Also, next fall's election is a compelling subject because it's extremely consequential. It matters even more than Taylor Swift's romance with Travis Kelce, but don't tell Dom. But the fantasy window, if not slammed and locked, has closed.
Behind the green door?
The passage of time, the raising of campaign funds, and the results of the primaries have made that clear. On the Republican side, former Governor Nikki Haley lost in her home state of South Carolina. It was predictable, but nonetheless dealt her campaign a death blow. That the only Trump challenger left standing hasn't dropped out doesn't change a thing. On the Democratic side, there's no reason to think Biden won't be the nominee. For one thing, his campaign has a whopping $56 million in cash. Trump, by contrast, according to the Washington Post, has less than $31 million. He's got more legal fees than that, doesn't he?
Yeah, a lot.
Has Biden been substantially challenged in the primary season, which is what the primaries are for? Now, weird things do happen in American politics, I'd say. But unless something very weird happens, we're looking at this reality. There will be a Joe Biden versus Donald Trump rematch in November. Bet on it, Don.
You know what's very weird? A couple of criminal convictions. That would be very weird. I'll can jump in here, Curtis. Some members of the commentariat, I think that's us, aren't ready for that. Ezra Klein set off another round of chatter earlier this month when he published a piece, a long New York Times essay, suggesting a brokered convention in Chicago to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee.
We'll be in Chi-Town that day.
What do you think?
All week, Don.
What do you think of that idea?
Well, only if Biden's a willing participant in the negotiating.
All right, let's...
brokered nominee. I mean, if Biden wants to step down at the convention, I could see supporting that action, but not, I almost said over his dead body, not without his consent. You know, I think he has to be a willing participant. He is the incumbent president.
Crudy, that notion was taken seriously by Morning Joe and other places where left-leaners meet to chew the fat, but that doesn't make it any more likely. So this is an excellent moment to take a deep breath, acknowledge the obvious, and act accordingly. That goes for the media and for citizens alike. What? Media? Crudy, journalists should focus on our nonpartisan public service mission.
Do it all the time.
It's not to elect a particular candidate or support anybody's campaign, but to do our core job of informing citizens of the states of this election. An example of not doing that came from NBC News this week with its credulous six byline story headlined, "Fewer grievances, more policy. Trump aides and allies push for a post-South Carolina pivot."
Trump's going to be more presidential now.
Talk We've
been
about
waiting since 16.
Talk about fantasy. As the NYU journalism professor Jay Rosen posted, any reason to think Trump is capable of or newly interested in a reduction in personal invective? Question mark. If yes, where does the reporting say that? If not, why are six NBC journalists helping to broadcast the pained wishes of his campaign staff? No, what's needed is relentless, well-sourced, realistic reporting on the actual candidates, their actual records, and their actual plans. The aim should be that no one in America who pays attention should be in doubt about what's at stake. That should not include obsessing about Joe Biden's advanced age, which everyone is well aware of. It's already priced in. As Joan Walsh argued this week, Biden supporters are not immune to concerns about his age or about Kamala Harris's unpopularity. Rather, she wrote in The Nation, they have added up the various risks and benefits of Biden-Harris 2024 and concluded it's less risky to run the incumbent. Donald Trump is also old. He's also a would-be authoritarian. He's the target of 91 indictments in multiple states, and his allies are ready to spring into anti-democratic action on Inauguration Day 2025. Do most Americans understand that as well as they understand that Biden is old? I doubt it. As for citizens, all right, now she's off the journalist. Let's talk about the citizens.
Yeah,
now.
You people, you've got responsibilities yeah. here as well.
Hey, you people out there, you, yes, you who are listening.
Citizens.
Margaret Sullivan says this. There are at least three jobs. First, be well informed about the consequences of this election.
Oh, they're already doing their part. They're listening to the greatest radio show ever.
See, number one, think about what kind of country you want to live in. Second, be actively engaged in the democratic process. For example, get people in your community, including family and friends, registered to vote or donate to a candidate you support or volunteer to be a poll worker. Finally, most importantly, vote. Don't plan to stay home because perfection is not on the ballot or because you disagree on a specific issue or because you think that you're somehow registering a moral protest. The real world isn't as pretty or pure as the fantasy world, but it's what we've got. Margaret Sullivan at The Guardian.
You live in a fantasy world of sorts. You live the life of Riley. Dom, I didn't say it was acceptable not to vote, not to be civically engaged. I said it was acceptable during the primaries only.
To protest vote.
To protest vote. To go out and show your displeasure in some way, shape, or form. But mostly I say that because fantasy's over, kids. Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you. You get Biden versus Trump. That's what you get. You don't have to like it. but that's what you get.
Well, and but again, as Margaret Sullivan points out, elections are very weird. Weird things happen. You know what weird things happen? Convictions. You know, health issues. You know, the actuarial tables apply to both Donald Trump and to Joe Biden.
I mean, well, this partnership's not getting any younger either. No, we're not spring chickens anymore.
I know. It's hard to believe. Yeah, we've known each other longer than we were alive when we met. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. But those things, and these are very consequential, obviously, and these are variables, obviously, and it's in the air, and we don't know how those things are going to play out. So while yes, there are more variables and twists and turns in this election cycle than I have ever witnessed in my lifetime.
There are no twists and turns in this election cycle so far. It has been completely without drama. Ron DeSantis sucked.
Drama?
DeSantis was the worst candidate since Scott Walker. Nikki Haley has not caught fire. She's finally starting to try to challenge her opponent, but she's already mathematically nearly eliminated, and it's not even Super Tuesday yet. And on the Democratic side, we've had no viable primary candidate. So you tell me what's been so extraordinary about this primary season.
I don't know. The head of the GOP, the candidate, Donald Trump, going into the Supreme Court saying he has absolute immunity to do whatever he wants. These are groundbreaking. This is not normal. This doesn't happen. We've never heard this kind of BS before. And take it down the line. Everything
but
he's
so
challenging,
far it has not the guy has down.
It hasn't yet, but these are variables. And as soon as that comes on, it comes down tomorrow. Boom! What they book the time, they get the date on the calendar. You know, a couple months later, conviction. I mean, can that happen? Absolutely, that can happen. That can happen. That's a weird thing. So it's not just the trials.
A very weird thing. The trials. Presidential candidate convicted on criminal felonious charges.
He could be
during the campaign.
He could be in court and then flying back to Milwaukee during the convention. I mean, Alvin Bragg starting the end of the month, dude. End of
March 25th.
Yes, less than a month away.
Yes.
Alvin Bragg starts.
Yes.
Come on, man. So it's not just the position. It's not the philosophy, the legal quote-unquote arguments that Trump and his team are making that are so offensive that beyond the pale that the Supreme Court will undoubtedly push back because presidents do not have absolute immunity. Otherwise, SEAL Team 6 could be sent on Donald Trump.
You know, a man can fantasize.
It is a fantasy. But that's never been put up by a president before. You ever heard that before? I've never heard that before. Now, I know he's twisting what he thinks he knows, but ultimately what Donald Trump is proposing is absolute authority to kill whoever he wants at any time without consequence. That's new and weird, man. That's new and weird. And that's going to get shot down. And these trials are going to continue.
You down for strange and unusual trades?
Yeah. This election cycle is way different. Now, we're going through the machinations.
It's been the most boring elective cycle in the three presidential cycles. Last time we were on the road.
Define boring. No debates.
No debates.
That's also weird.
No drama.
No drama.
No actual
what are you talking
competition
about? No
at the ballot box. The drama is on election night when you see who the winner is. When they start declaring the winner at 7:02 this evening, Dom, that sort of takes some of the drama out of it. Some of the, you know, the fantasy for me.
It's been nothing but drama.
I'm good for at least 3 minutes, you know, with the proper fantasy.
It's been terrible.
When they call the election at 2, that kind of wrecks it for me, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, twice as long as college.
Folks, we're the devil's advocates. Oh, no, that was like 7 years. Come on back with us. We snuck back from Michigan just in time to talk to you. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you hang out with Devil's Advocates at the political party on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Van Halen, the official band of the Devil's Advocates road trip.
I mean, always.
Always.
Always, man. So much Van Halen. And I'm not complaining, just observing.
844-967-2789. David from earlier today, Dave from Madison, want to make it very clear to our audience that he didn't mean to eradicate.
He said the word.
He said it, and he may have misspoke, but he does not stand by that notion.
I believe he was referring to Hamas and not the Palestinian people.
Words are words, man.
Words are words.
But, you know, people misspeak. I've occasionally, in 13 years, misspoken.
No.
Occasionally.
No, really?
But no regrets. You know what I'm saying?
None.
You can't take it back once you say it, Dave, but I get the point, and I want to help you clarify, since it seems very important to you, sir. 844-967-2789. Dom, I hear we have callers.
We do. They can join us on the party line. Bob from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Bob. What do you got?
Hey, Bob.
Oh, okay. Working on the age issue, I'm an accountant and an engineer, so I'm a numbers guy.
All right.
I looked at the probabilities, adjusting three. Are you still there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. We're waiting for the math, because we don't do math on the radio. We're leaving it for you, Bob.
Yeah, 3 years negative. For the overweight situation in Trump, and 3 years positive for better physical fitness under Biden. They're actually, you know, the other way around. Biden has a three-year lead, not a three-year deficit. And if you look at the probabilities, there's a 20% chance that Biden dies in office. And there's a 30% chance. Yeah, and 1 in 3 for Trump, 30% chance for Trump.
And that's just at Melania's hands.
that's probably not taken into account.
And then you add to it the history. I mean, this is changing so rapidly. 50 years ago, the oldest post-World War II president alive ever was Nixon at 81. All of them were like 60s, 70s.
But doesn't Jimmy Carter make you a little nervous that Trump could live for seemingly ever? I mean, I know he's... Jimmy blew up the actuarial tables, did he not?
He's got that energy thing. But here's the other evidence. Every of the last presidents since Nixon, the three after him have all died at 93, 93, and 94. There are three living presidents, ex-presidents, at 77, 77, and 77. So it looks like you got to the early 90s. And if you got till the early 90s, Biden really doesn't have a big problem.
Well, I like your optimistic actuarial math.
Obama's 62.
Obama's 62. Now, 8 years out of office, he's 62. That means he left office like our age.
Well, and I get...
What did you accomplish by 54, Dom? He had served twice in the presidency.
I'm not 54 yet. We'll see what happens. I like Bob's point, but you talk about the ex-presidents that are in their 90s. But yes. Obviously, that job ages people, man. You know what I mean? And
Trump did not seemingly age a bit. He's like the only guy who seemingly was none the worse. He's like a political cockroach.
What are you talking about? I mean, you got dyed hair and sprayed on tan. I mean, that looks pretty consistent. You're not going to see gray hair
all 4 years
when you dye your hair every day.
I'm not even sure that is his hair.
Whatever that thing is on top of his head.
But I mean, effectively, he was the same orange, pompadoured, pompous ass the day he entered office as the day he left.
What are the indications, right?
If you put side-by-side mugshots,
he got
Obama
gray hair.
Gray.
Yeah, well, because he didn't dye it, man.
HW aged. They all aged, except for Trump, in office. Go look at it. None of them
dyed their hair and did the spray tan like that. No way, dude. You are getting the same consistent picture no matter what. And I don't know if the guy's, you know, Botoxing or doing anything like that, but he's certainly still spraying. He's certainly doing his hair. He's certainly doing the thing.
I'm pretty sure you're Botoxing these days.
Well, you just look so good. I know. No, I got the wrinkles. It's only where the smiles have gone. We love it when the audience joins us. It makes me smile. 844-967-2789. Steven from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Stephen. What do you got today?
Prudy is just full of it today, isn't he?
Define it. Without profanity, please.
Prudy, I think me and you both know what it is. I don't think I need to clear out your dirty laundry.
I just want to make sure we're communicating properly. Yes. Not on the same page at all, Stephen. But please continue to ride me on my radio show.
A couple things. First of all, thank you guys for having the show. It's through the show that gave me the confidence to call my local city council candidate and have a long conversation with him and really ask him some tough questions about what he's going to do for me if I send him to the city council. So thank you for that.
Secondly, well done, Stephen.
All of this hoopla about Biden and Trump and who's going to be the nominee and protest votes, it's all a bunch of garbage, in my opinion. We know on the Democratic side we're going to have Joe Biden. We know on the Republican side we're going to have Donald Trump and his Furby that he's got on top of his head, which is really two candidates in and of its own. And then you have that's what you got. And really, it's simple. Do you want the United States of America that you have come accustomed to growing up in, or do you want to live in Russia? I mean, that's pretty much the choice you got here.
It seems pretty easy to me, Stephen.
I don't want to live in Russia.
I don't want fascism. I get the impression, you know, number one, a lot of folks aren't really tuned in yet, and I know it's hard to believe, but you know, we do this every day, so we're always kind of looking at this stuff and reading and digesting and talking about it. I mean, that's the whole point. But you know, most folks have regular jobs, regular thing, do their thing, go through life, take care of their kids, their parents, themselves, you know, job hopping, moving, all the things that life entails to keep us busy and otherwise preoccupied. So I get the sense, and I'm just saying this from some of the folks that we hung out with over the weekend, that while there are little Trump supporters out there, I'm not clear that, you know, it's, hey, well, my whole family's always voted Republican, so I vote Republican. I don't think there's a lot of, and I don't want to try to be demeaning. They're not out of wealth of knowledge on some of the issues that I think some of these folks would take offense to if they were articulated and defined for them and laid out. And so I think while there is still a lot of, you know, Republican support, obviously, for Donald Trump, I mean, that 40% though that Nikki Haley got, that says something. And I think some of that support isn't as deep necessarily as some folks might think it be. It is.
I'm still doing the actuarial math. I'm thinking my friendship with you has probably shaved at least 3 years off my life. That was just this weekend in Michigan. Come back with us, folks. We are back in WAUK Studios. You can join us here live via the phone. A Never Surrender Tuesday happy hour. Rolling through it. 844-967-2789. Call us.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alball. Wednesday, noon till 2, with the return of Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, who will review the Michigan primary and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials say the danger for wildfires is high. Much of the state hasn't been under several inches of snow since January. Department of Natural Resources wardens say warmer than normal temperatures, low humidity, breezy conditions, and dry vegetation all add to the problem. Last weekend, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires that burned 30 acres. Nearly all wildfires in Wisconsin are caused by people. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record-high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 tonight with a chance of severe weather. In Racine and Kenosha, maybe even tornadoes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
1490 The Eagle, La Crosse. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two people are in custody after Vernon County officials were called to a home near Ontario yesterday morning for a report of shots fired. A 42-year-old man and 40-year-old woman were arrested. Nobody was hurt, according to Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Law enforcement spent most of Monday investigating the scene. During the early stages of the incident, the sheriff's office said the public wasn't in danger. Torgerson said potential charges may be brought through the DA's office. Onalaska's school board voted unanimously last night to accept a significant donation for its new solar energy project. An anonymous donor gave the school $100,000 towards the project, saying it would be an educational tool. The total cost of the project is about $400,000. The solar energy project is being done at the district's middle school, which is being renovated. Record-setting warmth is on tap today with highs near 70 degrees, but a cool down expected overnight with lows getting into the teens. Wind chill values could be below zero. Things should warm back up to the 70s by the weekend.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In case you were worried, Wisconsin is well represented on the show Actor with a Pickup Truck Needs to Go on TV to Meet Girls, also known as Farmer Wants a Wife. Thanks to her Midwestern charm, 24-year-old Grace Gerard of Caledonia, Wisconsin, has apparently been getting the big eye from TV farmer Brandon Rogers on Fox's, quote, reality, end quote, show. Rogers chose Gerard for a solo date on last week's episode, saying he was hoping for a drama-free evening, which is the exact opposite reason people tune into reality TV. Good luck, Grace. It's been 9 years, but Downton Abbey fans might get another dose of the show they treasure. According to Collider.com, a seventh season could be on the way. The new season would follow two wildly successful feature films about the Crowley family and their staff. The show has not been on for 9 years, and it's been about 7 years since I've been asked, "You've really never seen Downton Abbey?" Once again, the pressure is on, and I will have to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and windy this evening with blowing snow. Wind gusts 30 to 40 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy overnight. Low 10 above. Wind chill to 10 below. Sun's back but colder and breezy tomorrow. High mid-20s. Sunny, breezy, and much warmer Thursday. High up to 50. Currently 49 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest,
with everything lacrosse is talking about,
you're soaring with Eagle 1490.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition the Never Surrender edition, Dom. A happier happy hour, always happiest when you join us. 844-967-2789.
Why is it the Never Surrender again?
Because Trump sent me the Never Surrender $47 gold metallic card he wanted me to buy. And then he also encouraged me, I believe, to go vote in the primary
in, Michigan.
In Michigan, even though I don't live in the state. And they would know that. They've had my email for years, Dom. But, you know, we've extinguished my greater fantasy that maybe it's not going to be Trumpy Biden. But, you know, that leaves me to seek other relief in this life. Like perhaps from the Michigan GOP, Dom. Yeah. It's going to be a messy night. Tonight, of course, primary night in Michigan, hence our earlier trip this week. But tonight, when it all comes down, when they close the polls at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and, you know, the AP's calling the race by 8:02, yeah. Rack and Crudy's, you know, fantasy life. But then the Republican Party, they're going to have to decide which one of our Republican parties gets to make the statement post-election.
Oh, man.
And more importantly, who gets to allocate the RNC delegates at our competing conventions next week?
It seems like a lot.
MSNBC reporting, my primary day is so incredibly messy for Michigan Republicans. There are, to a hilarious degree.
Hilarious.
Two Michigan Republican parties. Both will host nominating conventions, which will count. No one seems to know for sure. It's primary day in Michigan, writes Steve Bennon over at the MSNBC. And for much of the political world, there's a great deal of interest in the size of the Democratic protest vote. You know, against the Joe Biden, the uncommitted vote, I guess they're calling that, Dom. We talked about that. And there's certainly an angle worth watching as the results come in. Let's not brush past the contest in the other party. On the surface, there's not a lot of intrigue about who Michigan Republicans are likely to support. I mentioned that. Little drama.
Hey, listen.
At least in the polls.
If you get the result at midnight or if you get the results at 8 o'clock, it's still a surprise when you know them. So what's the problem?
It's not going to be a surprise. But anyways, 8:02 Central. 7:02. Donald Trump has won all of his party's presidential nominating contests so far this year, and the results in the Wolverine state will probably keep the former president's streak going. But just below the surface, Dom, one of the most amazing things about primary day in Michigan is just how messy the GOP process will be. NBC reports, Michigan's presidential primary is straightforward for Democrats. Republicans, meanwhile, have themselves quite the puzzle. The GOP primary results will determine how 16 of Michigan's 55 Republican National Convention delegates will be awarded. The 39 others will be decided Saturday at a state party convention, doled out based on the preferences of delegates from each congressional district. But Dom, right off the bat, the fact that the Michigan Republicans are holding both a primary and a convention with competition for delegates in both adds, let's call it a layer of complexity yeah. to the process. That's far more straightforward in other states. But that's not the funny part. Rather, the truly amazing angle to this story is that the Michigan Republican Party is holding two state conventions because, to a hilarious degree, now there are two Michigan Republican parties.
MSNBC reporting, Christina Caramo, the Trump-backed conspiracy theorist who was elected to serve as chair of the state GOP before being ousted by party officials, who in turn chose former Rep. Pete Hoekstra to lead the Michigan Republican Party. Caramo, however, said the vote to remove her didn't really count, and she believes she's still leading the state party. Hoekstra and Republican National Committee disagree, but Caramo apparently still controls the state's GOP bank account. Uh-oh.
I'd say that puts her in charge.
I think it does. So, who's the current chair of the Michigan Republican Party, question mark? No one seems to be able to answer that question with certainty. This would be relatively inconsequential were it not for the fact that both Hoekstra and Caramo intend to host dueling nominating conventions this week, one in Detroit, the other in Grand Rapids.
They're not exactly side by side, those two cities.
For the purpose of assigning most of the state's 2024 Republican delegates. Which convention will count? No one knows that either. Are things messy for Republicans at the national level? Yes. Are those conditions worse than Republican messes at the state level? No. No. Hilarious. Steve Bennett reporting at the MSNBC.
This does cheer me a little, Dom, to know that the Republicans are in such disarray in Michigan, a vital state, a blue wall state. I mean, for Joe Biden to retake the White House.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win Michigan, he's got a hell of a fight on his hands. In the Electoral College, he needs Michigan. Yeah. He probably needs Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And if he holds those three, he's probably going to be the president again.
Well, and to what degree will Trump's takeover of the RNC and presumably some of the checkbook, you know, how does that factor? What kind of impact will the Trump
for
control
him or
of,
for everybody of else the, running for party?
Exactly. Everybody else. Are they getting any support from the RNC if Trump's daughter-in-law is co-chair and allows for Donald Trump to use it as his piggy bank?
Well, one must ask the Mike Rogers campaign in Michigan. He's running for Senate, my understanding. I believe he's running against Stabenow. And he is a former congressional rep. He was a congressperson. And he's way up currently in the primary. And the person, apparently, the other congressperson who's challenging him, I believe his last name, Paul, I believe he was thrown out of Congress for the crime of voting to impeach Trump post January 6th.
Oh, how dare he.
And he is far back in the Michigan primary. But that's not determined today. They have a partisan primary in August, much like Wisconsin does. So this is just about nothing. Very little, very, very little. Whether or not Nikki Haley, you know, gets completely obliterated or whether Trump has another very weak showing. And the other drama, of course, we talked about the uncommitted movement on the.
Do you think a 60-40 vote like South Carolina is a weak showing?
For Trump?
Yeah.
In Michigan? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if exit polling suggests that 25% of the Republican electorate will not vote for the man. Yeah, that'd be tough. I mean, Joe Biden isn't bleeding support like that. Those that like Joe, Team Blue, oh, they like Joe quite a bit. There's not a lot of doubt. Now, there might be some independents and some never Biden voters. Well, they were going to vote for the guy anyways, right? So I think that Trump's probably got a much bigger problem with his base because the Republican base continues to contract.
It's contracting, but becoming more concentrated. So while there might be fewer people in the party,
they're
more
crazier,
more of those moodier, people are more supportive.
Election denying.
Yes. Yes.
Greater likelihood they've been charged with felonies in one or multiple states and jurisdictions.
Even as elected representatives, like perhaps Janelle Branger from the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, there'll be more.
There'll be more.
I suspect.
844-967-2789. More of you on the lines. 844-96-PARTY. Trucker Dean up from Chippewa Falls. You're next. Welcome, Dean. What do you got?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Pretty good, man, except that long drive. You know what that's like.
Yeah, no love from Dean on that, man.
I could do that. I could do that in reverse.
Detroit to Milwaukee? But come anyways. On, man. I got up early. What time do you start driving in the morning?
Depends. Yesterday was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's really.
We weren't even home yet by then, Dean.
Should have picked us up.
Yeah, there you go. I think Donald Trump's kind of doing what do you call it? I don't think he knows that he's going to win. I think, last weekend, I kind of want to go back to yesterday's show. Last weekend, you know, he was at that, black convention speech and, was doing all
sort
that.
Sort of harken back to the 1950s. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think what he was doing there was, auditioning for that new show, the Orange is the New Black. So if he doesn't win the presidency, he could probably get into that show now.
Well, he's a famous actor, you know, Dean. Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Any other? I was going to give Dean one more thought. Any other thoughts today, Dean?
Yeah, where you guys got your singing Chippewa Falls? I'm right at Liney's right now.
We were up there this summer, man. Here's the deal. Wisconsin's on the clock soon. First, we got to get through Super Tuesday. But Wisconsin comes up on the primary calendar on April 2nd. And between now and April 2nd, that's like a month away, Dean will take her on the road again. But we'll stick around in the Badger State. We'll meet you at some local hangouts all around.
I'm going to try. I live just north of Wausau, so I'm going to try and catch you around there.
Well, we partied up there this fall as well.
We
like all parts of the state. It's the best state.
It is the best state. Thank you, Dean.
It's
appreciate it, man.
Of all the mitten-looking states.
I mean, Michigan. You know, I got to love it. I was born in Michigan, man.
I don't know.
Where were you born?
Wisconsin.
Were you?
Marinette.
Yeah, all right. Crudy.
I was nearly born in Michigan.
Nearly? How?
Well, Marquette, Michigan.
Oh, gotcha.
Marinette, Wisconsin.
Gotcha.
The hospitals.
Mom was on the bus coming back from Detroit.
No, but the hospitals on the Wisconsin side. That's my understanding. At least it was in 1970 when that auspicious event occurred. I hear there was a star in the north.
Is that what it was?
That or, you know, it was the hospital lights, one or the other. It drew my mom to Marinette.
Okay.
Man. And the better side of the river. The Wisconsin side.
We've been blessed ever since.
Oh, aren't you, though? for being my friend. You are blessed.
844-967-2789. I know we're not going to have a whole lot of time in this segment to get to it. But there's a piece at the Raw story. Donald Trump's growing debt from fraud trial passes an eye-popping milestone. Now, Crudy, we talked about this.
$111,000 a day in interest.
Oh, damn. You say I was right? I'm right. Say I'm right.
I've been right about everything.
No, you said it was 87,000. I said it was 100,000.
Yeah,
so
like
right.
90,000, yeah, and it was 111, yeah, and you were closer.
I was right.
Without going over, so I'll give it to you. It's like when you're on the Price is Right, and you're yodeling
you
your ass
can't
up
go
the
over.
Hill.
Can't go
you didn't
over.
Fall off.
All right. So all right.
In this rare instance, you were more right than I.
$111,000 a day in fines.
That's like your bar tab.
Gee, he had 30 days to pay his fine, at the very least come up with a bond, usually 20%
so
of the
rich.
Total.
I shouldn't have to bond out.
He's so rich. If you have the bond, if you're so rich, it should be easy for you. To officially file the appeal, he must put up the cash. Finding someone willing to bond Trump, however, could be a challenge.
Joe's bail bonds.
According to the verdict, he's not allowed to get a loan from any bank that does business in New York. He's also got a collections problem for any bail bonds company willing to put up nearly $500 million. If Trump doesn't pay, how do they collect from a former president or possibly a current one after November?
Seeking absolute immunity.
I mean, you know, good luck. If you believe you have absolute immunity, you'd never pay any debt back ever.
Well, that's always been maybe. He's always felt like he had absolute
of course
immunity.
He did. Of course he does. So being a narcissistic psychopath will do to you.
Well,
you know.
Jungle, baby. I'm going to die. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We're back from Michigan. We'll check in on the primary outcome tomorrow. But still, one last segment for your phone calls today. Let's talk some politics or ice cream. You see Joe Biden did a little politicking with an ice cream cone.
He always eats ice cream, man. All the old people eat ice cream.
Soft foods?
Yes. Dairy, man. It's good on the belly.
I might have ice cream for dinner. Cherry pie as well, if I can find some. 844-967-2789. Looking for a fine cherry pie recommendation between Waukesha and Madison. Thank you. One more second. Just for the record.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey-flavored? We think
not. Instead, Grandpa's Barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So join us on the lines if you got something to say at 844-967-2789.
We're getting a little closer to my fantasy now. Cherry pie, baby.
Nate, he's drooling in here. Stay away from the keyboards, man. Don't drool on the mic. That's gross.
You fed me no sweets in Michigan, dude. Nothing but standard bar fare.
I fed
no
you?
No cherry pie.
I
paid for most of it, but you were there.
Hey, it's a business expense. Leading,
oh, it's right on, Jerry. Pull a piece of cherry pie for dessert would have been in-kind contribution.
You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Take me to a place and serve cherry pie. There's no cherry pie in the places we were. That I noticed.
Did you? Oh, you were looking? I didn't even look.
Oh, please. Come on, man.
Come on, you had that
like
red, white,
for
and blue.
A fire exit.
Yeah, the red, white, and blue. French toast? Toast. Yeah,
at
man.
At the diner. In,
American toast.
Very American.
What was your fruit on there, though?
Blueberries.
Oh, okay, it was blueberries.
Little white.
No cherries.
Drizzle.
No
cherries. And I think they used a little strawberry drizzle.
Oh, okay.
So red, white, and blue. And
you liked it, huh? That was good?
Well, I prefer like cherry pie and blueberry ice cream on top. I don't know. Whatever Joe Biden says.
Whatever Joe mixes it up as.
Yeah.
So Joe's eating ice cream again and people are mad about it.
Some Fox News pundits are. You know, he's not taking his job seriously because he was talking about Gaza while eating vanilla ice cream. Very disrespectful.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. To the Fox News pundits who don't like that behavior. I think they were just envious.
They didn't have any ice cream.
Well, if you're a little hungry, and you know, you see the president's got ice cream.
Is that why you're talking about? You're a little hungry right now, aren't you?
I am.
I can tell. I can tell, man.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You know, I can't even, literally, folks, like this morning, so Crudy's, you know, flustered.
You were contradicting me.
This guy, like, he's just freaking out.
I put it
out
in Navigator. I want to tell a story. Yeah. I put the directions back from Detroit in the Navigator. Oh, don't go that way.
No, don't go that way.
You start contradicting Siri over and
it's
over.
It's not
and
Siri.
Over.
It's your Jeep Navigator.
Whatever.
Yes, yes.
You get the
your Navigator was wrong, man. Come on, man. I lived back there for years. I know how to get around. You don't want to go that way. Especially at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So I effectively had no directions for four states except whatever you told me to do.
That's all you need. I'm your navigator, man. You're the driver. Yes. I'm the navigator.
Somewhere in that four state drive, little diner action.
You didn't ask for it. You didn't ask. You should say you wanted to stop at a diner.
I did mention I was quite hungry.
Well, okay. You did say it. Literally, folks. So Crudy's all mad because early in the morning and, you know, he's a little tired and cranky, maybe a little hungry.
Hungover.
Well, hey, that's on you, man. Again, I'm not your babysitter. I am not a role model.
I was
model.
Up before my alarm.
I didn't have to set an alarm because I get up in the morning. And Curtis is mad because I need a navigator. I'm like, dude, I'm literally got my phone in my hand, my Apple. I'm on the Google Maps. I'm telling you where to go. I can't
do
anything else.
Whatever the opposite of whatever the navigator.
Well, yes, you're a little flustered.
It's one thing to have navigation telling you turn left. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Turn right.
Yeah. It's like, well, you turn that thing off. It was inaccurate. I was navigating. You
I'm trying, it. But you don't have a mute button.
Just, and then he's complaining that he doesn't have a navigator. I'm literally, anyway. So thank you for that, Crudy. Am I like, look, do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? You know, I know you're hungry.
I'm not.
Like
I
the cartoon style?
I don't really eat the poultry much.
Oh no.
Not a chicken or turkey guy so much.
Really?
Yeah. You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh yeah.
844-967-2789. Gotta get this guy some food. Wisco Paul. What's up, man? Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hangry.
He's getting hangry, Paulie.
Hey Paul. That ain't you though.
I wouldn't want to be around him when he's hungry. Dom, I feel sorry for you. I hope you guys put it in your, hey, maybe Dom, you should put it in a navigational system and you'll get home. I got one quick one, a quick hitter here. After you guys being on the ground in Michigan for a couple of days here, tell me Trump can't possibly win Michigan in the general election. Please tell me that. Thanks, and have a safe trip home.
Well, all right, we'd be thanks. Lying, man. Yeah, could win Michigan. Again.
I can't tell you. Well, for a third time? Because, of course, you won it last time.
Rigged.
You know, Paulie, I can't say that. You know, I'm. It is stunning to me that people still support this guy. I mean, I get it. If you want Republicans, you can get any number of Republicans will support those particular policies. But this guy, why this guy? You know, it's like replacing the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell. You know, the guy who was part of the fraudulent elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin, not charged, you know, but he's on the literally on the Wisconsin Election Commission. Oh, you could, you know, he's appointed by the Senate Majority Leader in the state of Wisconsin. He should be replaced. He's get another Republican, stick him in there. I mean, whoever goes in there next will support the same things that you want. It's your person. But when you have, you know, these kinds of activities done by folks who are supposed to support that system, you know, people take an oath to support the Constitution and then they try to overturn it and get rid of it. Those are concerning things. Those folks should not be in those positions.
The audience also wishful that you had a mute button.
Wishful.
Catherine.
No mute button.
Yeah.
What?
She said there's a promo in there, guys. You don't have a mute button. Yeah.
So, Paulie, no, Donald Trump and you know, family and friends of mine, although perhaps not serious Trump supporters, are Republican voters. They're going to vote Republican. That's what they do.
Dining companions with us.
And I said to the
last night, the last time I ate,
I said
Trump voters.
And he expressed, you know, and it wasn't really, I didn't get the impression he was really into the whole, you know, policy kind of thing. You know, a lot of, much like me, you know, kind of self-centered and on our own timetable and issues. I know. It's hard. Hey, if someone's got to take care of Dominic. If Dominic doesn't take care of Dominic, nobody will. But what he said was, you know, I my family votes Republican. I just vote Republican. This is kind of the thing. I said, man, listen, when you go into that voting booth, no one knows what you do. You can do whatever you want. If you feel like this guy is not worthy, don't give him your vote. Don't worry about what other people say. You do what you got to do. So we'll see. Maybe he'll do something different this time. You know, you never know. That's why you just plant the seed.
You know, if I recall, the greatest reason why Chris Christie ran against Trump, A, he forced him to eat Ma's meatloaf at the Mar-a-Lago, and B, Trump got two scoops.
He only got one.
That's right now, I would end our friendship for a piece of pie and two scoops of ice cream. It'd be worth it, too.
It'd be worth it for me, too, Curdy.
See you on the radio Wednesday. Bring me the pie now. Please. Please. Thank you.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks. comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Congressional leaders met at the White House today with President Biden days before a possible government